As a boy, I dreamt of belonging to a warrior society. I was fascinated by knights, samurai, musketeers, Vikings, and Spartans. I spent long hours in the fields surrounding our family home with battery-operated toy machine guns and large plastic knives, playing war games. Later, when I was old enough to own a BB gun, I hunted small game like field mice with the fervor of a young Davy Crockett. On the day I turned 12 years old, my father proudly informed me that it was time to attend Hunter Safety Class. Graduates of the safety class are presented with orange cards that officially license them as hunters in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It was permission to carry a gun and shoot things. My father hunted since he was a little boy. My uncles hunted. Even my older cousin Kimberly hunted. She pulled her long ponytail through the back of her orange baseball cap to keep it out of the way when she shot. The beginning of deer season was always a big event in our house. My dad would leave before the crack of dawn on the first day of deer season, and we wouldn't see him again for several days. He'd come home with a scruffy beard, stinking of earth and game, but more times than not, he was carrying freezer bags full of fresh meat. My mother is Italian, and the only way she could tolerate venison was by using it as an ingredient with her regular dishes. She used to make heaping bowls of ravioli and sausage spicy enough to make your eyes water, all of it covered with enough red gravy to drown a family of turtles. She detested deer meat, but she'd still cook up whatever my old man dragged home. To this day, if I eat venison, it's probably been turned into a meatball. Voyages into the great outdoors with my father were always fraught with disaster. As a little kid, he'd take me fishing with two pairs of clothes because, invariably, I would fall in the water. We once went on a fishing trip with the guys from his police department for bluefish, my first time on a boat, and I spent the whole time bent over the side chumming in my own special way. As an outdoorsman, I was better by myself. I liked to go out into the woods with my pocket knife and whittle sticks, or practice walking through thick brush making as little noise as possible. It was always some kind of game. It was never just me practicing sneaking around in the woods. I was Sitting Bull, looking for a settler to scalp. It was never me putting a BB into the rear end of a squirrel. I was a safari hunter, taking out a predator. Once I got my license, our first actual hunts were made in the large cornfields across from my house, searching for pheasant. Back in those days, the undeveloped areas of Montgomery County were a haven for pheasant. You'd go outside for a walk and kick up at least a half dozen of them, easily. Today, they're all gone. The combination of urban sprawl, pesticides, loss of wetlands, and increased farming practices means there simply isn't much room for them anymore. If someone says they're going to hunt pheasant nowadays, it means they're going to a wildlife preserve out in New Jersey. But back then, all you needed was an orange vest, a shotgun, and a good dog. Our Springer Spaniel would flush out birds all day and night. She'd stand there at the door when I was watching television, just staring at them in the fields, thinking, soon, very, very soon. My old man was a terrible hunting partner. The second the dog kicked one up, he'd shoot it. He'd stand there looking at me over the smoking barrel of his gun and say, "Why didn't you fire, slowpoke?" We cleaned the birds in the basement, and I'd watch him pluck all the feathers off and start cutting them apart with his pocket knife. He'd make me hold various organs and say, "Do you know what that is? I know I don't feel hungry anymore." "You better get hungry," he said. "Never shoot anything you don't intend on eating. We shot that bird and we're going to eat it." After that, the field mice and squirrels around my house were pretty much given a permanent stay of execution. The only things I shot with my BB gun were empty beer cans. And if one thing is for certain with my dad, there are always plenty of them around. Still, it seemed a very primal thing to feed one's family with something you'd harvested from the great outdoors. The hunters returned to provide for the gatherers. The men, along with my cousin Kimberly, would drag the bloody beef back into the caves for the women to cook. It connected me to my ancient ancestors. It was how I would become a man.